بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. الدرس الثامن, lesson 8.
المعرفة والنكرة. The definite and the indefinite. المشتري, the customer. ألديك أقلام؟ Do you have pens? صاحب المحل, owner of the store. نعم, لدينا أقلام حبر وأقلام جافة. Yes, we have ink pens and ballpoint pens. الكلمتان أقلام حبر بمعنى ink pens, والكلمتان أقلام جافة بمعنى dry pens or ballpoint pens. الكلمة جافة بمعنى dry. المشتري, the customer. أعطني ذاك, give me that one. يشير إلى قلم, he points to a pen. صاحب المحل, the owner of the store. هذا, this one. المشتري, لا. No, الذي فوقه, the one which is above it. صاحب المحل, the owner of the store. هذا, this one. المشتري, the customer. نعم, yes. وأعطني قلم رصاص, and give me a lead pencil. الكلمتان قلم رصاص بمعنى a lead pencil. صاحب المحل, the owner of the store. هذا قلم رصاص, this is a lead pencil. المشتري, أعطني دفترا, give me a copy book. صاحب المحل, the owner of the store. الدفاتر أنواع مختلفة. Copy books are of different kinds. الكلمة أنواع جمع نوع إن بمعنى kinds or sorts. والكلمة مختلفة بمعنى different or various. أي نوع تريد؟ Which kind do you want? المشتري, أريد دفترا ذا ورق مستر على غلافه خريطة العالم الإسلامي. I want a copy book with lined pages. On its cover is the map of the Islamic world. الكلمة مسطر بمعنى lined. والكلمة غلاف بمعنى cover, the cover of a book. والكلمة خريطة بمعنى a map. والكلمة العالم بمعنى the world. والكلمة الإسلامي, the Islamic. صاحب المحل, the owner of the store. أتريد شيئا آخر؟ Do you want anything else? المشتري, the customer. لا, no. صاحب المحل, the owner of the store. ينادي ابنه, يا ولد. He calls his son, oh boy. ضع هذه الأشياء في كيس. Put these things in a bag. للمشتري, for the customer. التلميذ أنت, are you a student? الكلمة تلميذ بمعنى a student, المشتري, the customer. نعم, yes. صاحب المحل, the owner of the store. ما اسمك, what's your name? المشتري, the customer. اسمي مالك, my name is مالك. صاحب المحل, the owner of the store. في أي مدرسة تدرس؟ In which school are you studying? مالك, في مدرسة عمر الثانوية. In the school of Umar, the secondary, or in the high school of Umar, بين القوسين, يسلم له الولد الأشياء في كيس. The boy gave to him the things in a bag. ويدفع مالك قيمتها, and Malik pays its price. ويخرج, and he exits. صاحب المحل, the owner of the store. يا مالك, O Malik, تعال, come. هذه لوحة جميلة تحوي آيات وأحاديث, هي هدية لك. O Malik, come. This is a beautiful plaque. It contains verses from the Quran and prophetic sayings. It is a gift for you. Malik, shukran, thank you. يقرأ مالك. Malik reads. ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق. What is with you will be exhausted, and what is with Allah will remain. An-Nahl, verse 96. بين القوسين, between two brackets. المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. The Muslim is the one who other Muslims are saved from his tongue and his hand. رواه الشيخان, narrated by the two sheikhs, and that is Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. 1. ما الأشياء التي اشتراها مالك؟ What are the things that مالك bought? الجواب, اشترى مالك قلما وقلم رصاص ودفترا. Malik purchased a pen and a lead pencil and a copy book. 2. أين يدرس مالك؟ Where Malik is studying? الجواب, هو يدرس في مدرسة عمر الثانوية. He is studying at the high school or secondary school of Umar. 3. ماذا حوت اللوحة? What did the plaque contain? الجواب, حوت اللوحة آيات وأحاديث نبوية. The plaque contained verses from the Quran and prophetic sayings. ملاحظة, note. الاسم إما معرفة وإما نكرة. The noun is either definite or either indefinite. الكلمة معرفة بمعنى definite, والكلمة نكرة بمعنى indefinite. فالمعرفة ما دل على معين كمحمد. The definite is what indicates a specific thing or person, like Muhammad, which is a proper name, wa anta or anti, or anta mudhakkar mufrad or anti muannath mufrad. Wa hadha, this is. وكتاب المدرس, and the teacher's book. والجامعة, and the university. والنكرة ما دل على غير مؤين كرجل, and the indefinite, what indicates non-specific, like a man, وكتاب, and a book. وجامعة, and a university. أقسام المعرفة, the categories or kinds of definiteness. المعارف سبعة أقسام. In Arabic, there are seven categories of nouns that are definite, معرفة. وهي, and they are, واحد, الضمير, the pronoun, مثل, like, أنا, I am, وأنت, أو أنت, you are, وهو, and he is, والتاء, and التاء, من كتبت, كتبت, وكتبت, from the verb, which the ending is, the تاء الفاعل. كتبت, you wrote, مذكر مفرد, وكتبت, you wrote, مؤنث مفرد, وكتبت, I wrote. والواو, من يكتبون, and the واو in the word يكتبون. الواو هنا يسمى واو الجماعة. The واو here is called the واو of the plural. اثنان, العلم, مثل, and that is a proper name, like أحمد, the name of a person. والهند, and that's the name of a country. ومكة, and that's the name of a city. ثلاثة, اسم الإشارة, the demonstrative pronoun, مثل, like هذا, this is, وذلك, that is, وهذه, this is, مؤنث, وتلك, that is, مؤنث, وهؤلاء, جمع مذكر وجمع مؤنث, بمعنى these. أربعة, الاسم الموصول, the relative pronoun, مثل, like, الذي, who or which, مفرد, مذكر, والذين, who or which, جمع, مذكر, والتي, who or which, مفرد, مؤنث, واللاتي, who or which, جمع, مؤنث, وما, ومن الموصولتين, and ما meaning بمعنى what, and من بمعنى who, the two relative pronouns. خمسة, المحلى بأل, مثل الكتاب, the book, والرجل, the man. المحلى بأل means a word that has the definite article al. ستة, المضاف إلى معرفة, مثل كتابه. المضاف, as you know, is the genitive, and if it is The suffix is one of the attached pronouns. وَكِتَابُ حَامِدٍ, and that is Hamid's book. This is mudaf and mudaf ilay. وَكِتَابُ هَذَا, and the book of this one. وَكِتَابُ الَّذِي خَرَجَ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ قَبْلَ قَلِيلٍ, and the book of the one who exited from the classroom before a while. وَكِتَابُ الْمُدَرِّسِ, and the teacher's book. أَمَّا الْمُضَافُ إِلَى نَكِرَةٍ فَنَكِرَةٍ. As for a noun which has an indefinite noun as its mudaf ilay, it is indefinite, like كِتَابُ طَالِبٍ, a student's book. بَيْتُ مُدَرِّسٍ, a teacher's house. سبعة النكرة المقصودة بالندى مثل يا رجل أو مان ويا شيخ إذا ناديت رجلا وشيخا معينين. If you call a specific man and a specific boy. ملاحظة, note. A munada specified by nida, calling, example, ya rajulu, o man, wa ya waladu, o boy. Note that rajulun wa waladun are indefinite, but they have become definite because they are the ones meant by the caller. If, however, an indefinite noun is not specified by the caller, it remains indefinite, even after being munada, as a blind man saying, Ya rajulan, khud biyadi, O man, hold my hand. It is obvious that he does not mean any particular person. Note that in Rajulu, Ya Rajulu, Afwan, the munada is mabni and has a U or U ending, while in Rajulan, Ya Rajulan, it is mansub, bil fatha. And that is as, for example, Amma nakiratu ghairul maqsudati bin nida fa nakiratun. كقول الأعمى يا رجلا خذ بيدي. O man, take my hand or hold my hand. والمعرفة لا تتغير حالها بالنداء. And the definite, its condition is not changed with the vocative particle يا نح يا خالد, because that is a proper name, Ya Hadha, and this is considered to be, this one is considered to be Ma'rifah, Al Asila, the questions. Wahid, Hati Thalathata Amthilatin Lin Nakira. Give three examples for the indefinite. Wal Jawab Ala Thalik, Rajulun, a man, Wa Kitabun, and a book, وَجَامِعَةٌ, and a university. إثنان, هَاتِ ثَلَاثَةَ أَمْثِلَةٍ لِكُلِّ قِسْمٍ مِنْ أَقْسَامِ الْمَعْرِفَةِ. You have to do this yourself. Reread the lesson properly and you'll be able to answer this question. ثلاثة, استخرج من الدرس ما فيه من النكرات. You know what is the nakirat or the indefinite nouns. You read the lesson over and over and take out from the lesson what is in it of the indefinite nouns. أربعة, استخرج من الدرس ما فيه من المعارف. take out from the lesson what is in it of the definiteness of the nouns. Waskur nawa kulli wahidatin minha, and mention the sort or kind of each one of them. You have to do this yourself. Reread the lesson over and over and answer the question. Khamsa warada fi darsi ya waladu wa ya maliku. Appearing in the lesson is ya waladu, O boy, and ya maliku, and O Malik. Ayyuhuma iktasaba at-ta'rifa bin-nida, which of these two words has become ma'rifa because of nida, ya. Ya waladu, O boy, ya maliku, O Malik. Al-jawab huwa, the answer is ya waladu. اقرأ الحديث الآتي وأي ما فيه من النكرات والمعارف. Read the following hadith and point out the nakira and ma'rifa nouns occurring in it. واذكر نوع كل معرفة, and specify the category of each of the ma'rifa nouns. عن أنس بن مالك أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم متى الساعة يا رسول الله. On the authority of Anas, son of Malik, that a man asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, متى الساعة يا رسول الله. When will be the hour, that is, the day of judgment, O Messenger of Allah. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Ma a'dadta laha, did you not count for it? Qala, he said, Ma a'dadtu laha min kathiri salatin wala sawmin wala sadaqatin. I did not count for it because of much salah and much fasting, also much charity. Walakinni uhibbu Allah wa rasulah, but I love Allah and His Messenger. Qala anta ma'a man ahbabta, he said, you are with whom you loved. Muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon. And that is rawahu shaykhan, it was narrated by a shaykhan, and they are al-Bukhari and Muslim. Here we can find the answer. As-sa'atu al-ma'rifa alif wal-lam huna bimana al-muhalla bil-alif wal-lam. That is, the definite article al is prefixed to the word as-sa'atu. Ya Rasulallah, number two, and that is mudaf mudaf ilay. Ma a'dadta al-kalimatu a'dadta, at the end of it is ismul fa'il, that is the active participle. Taqdiruhu anta, and ma a'dadtu a'dadtu hunatu is ismul fa'il, the active participle. Taqdiruhu ana, والكلمتين من كثير صلاة المضاف إلى نكرة ولا صوم وذلك معطوف إلى كثير صلاة ولا صدقة كذلك هي معطوف إلى صلاة ولكني أحب الله ورسوله but I love Allah and His Messenger. الكلمة الله تسمى لفظ الجلالة. It is called the word of majesty. وهي معرف بالألف واللام. ولذلك يقال المحلى بأل. ورسوله مضاف ومضاف إليه. قال أنت he said you are أنت تعتبر ضميرا it's considered to be a pronoun مع من with whom الكلمة من هنا اسم موصول a relative pronoun أحببت التاء في أحببت اسم فاعل تقديره أنت متفق عليه agreed upon and that is البخاري ومسلم التمرين السابع exercise 7 حول كل نكرة مما يأتي إلى معرفة بالطريقة المذكورة أمامها Change each of the following nakira nouns to ma'rifa using the method mentioned in front of it. واحد سيارة a car على اليسار بالإضافة ومثال ذلك سيارة محمد محمد's car. اثنان رسول a messenger على اليسار on the left بتحليتها بالألف واللام and that is by prefixing the definite article al to it ومثال ذلك الرسول the messenger ثلاثة أستاذ a teacher على اليسار on the left بالنداء And that is by prefixing to that word harf nida and that's ya. ومثال ذلك يا أستاذ أو التمرين الثامن exercise 8 استخرج من الدرس point out the following in the main lesson واحد مثالين للمضاف إلى معرفة ومثال ذلك واحد مدرسة عمر رضي الله عنه the school of عمر اثنان ابن مالك and that is the son of مالك ومثالين للمضاف إلى نكرة. And two examples for the مضاف to نكرة or indefinite. واحد أقلام حبر ink pens. Two قلم رصاص lead pencil. اثنان ثلاثة أمثلة لإسم فاعل المشتق من الفعل الثلاثي المجرد. Three examples for the active participle taken from the trilateral stripped verb. ومثال ذلك واحد كاتب, a writer, taken from the verb كتب, he wrote. اثنان دارس بمعنى a student, taken from the verb درس, he wrote. ثلاثة جالس, a sitting person, taken from the verb جلس. Now, you can search in the lesson for the required 3 examples. تمرين ثالث مثالا للنصب, an example for the relative year, and that is America, Amriki, an American, Pakistan, Pakistani, وما أشبه ذلك, etc., etc. التمرين التاسع, exercise 9. يجرى التمرينان الشفويان الآتيان. The student practice the 2 following language drills. واحد يقول كل طالب لزميله, each student says to his colleague or friend, أعطني قلمك, give me your pen, أعطني كتابك, give me your book, أعطني دفترك, give me your copy book. اثنان يقول كل طالب لزميله مشيرا إلى زميل آخر, each student says to his colleague or friend, pointing to another friend or colleague, saying, أعطيه كتابك, give him your book, أعطيه دفترك, give him your copy book, أعطيه مبراتك, give him your pencil sharpener. الكلمة مبرات بمعنى a pencil sharpener. عشرة تمرين عشر, exercise 10. تعلم الأفعال الآتية, learn the following verbs. نادى, he called. ينادي, he calls. نادي, call. In the imperative, دفع, he paid or he pushed or he repelled. يدفع, he pays or he pushes or he repels. نفد بمعنى to be exhausted. ينفد, it is exhausted. تقول نفدت نسخ هذا الكتاب في المكتبة, the copies of this book was exhausted in the library. سلم الشيء له أي أعطاه إياه, he submitted or surrendered to him, and that is he gave him it. تقول سلمت الدفتر للمدرس, I gave the copy book to the teacher. والمضارع يسلم, he gives. أما سلم عليه فمعناه as for he greeted him, بمعنى قال له السلام عليك, he said to him, peace be unto you. وقد عرفت هذا من قبل, and indeed you have known this before. سلم يسلم, بمعنى he was safe or he is safe. تقول انقلبت سيارته ولكنه سلم. His car turned over, but he was safe. هاتي جمع الأسماء الآتية. Give the plurals of the following nouns. كيس a bag. جمعه أكياس. لوحة a plaque. جمعها لوحات. خريطة a map. جمعها خرائط. غلاف a cover of a book. جمعه أغرفة. لسان a tongue. T-O-N-G-U-E. جمعه ألسنة. يد a hand. جمعه ID. التمرين الثاني عشرة. Exercise 12. ما ضد فوق. What is opposite to فوق بمعنى above. الجواب تحت بمعنى below. درس إضافي في النسبة. A supplementary lesson in the relative year. 1. The relative adjective اسم النسبة is formed by adding ya with the shadda preceded by kasra to a noun and denotes that the person or thing governed is related to or connected with the original noun. It is most frequently formed from geographical and other proper names, names of occupation, tribe, land, city, and the like. If the noun has the feminine ending of ta marbuta, this must be dropped before adding ya. Examples as follows. Arabun bima'na Arabs, collective. Arabiyun, Arabic, or Arab. Misrun, Egypt. Misriyun, Egyptian, or an Egyptian. Mecca to Mecca. Mekkiyun, a Meccan. Tabi'atun, nature. Tabi'iyun, natural. Ilmun, science. Ilmiyun, scientific. Thaqafatun, culture. Thaqafiyun, cultural. Sina'atun, art, craft, or industry. Sina'iyun, artificial, or industrial. Hadidun, iron. Hadidiyun, iron. Yawmun, day. Yawmiyun, daily. Or diphthongs are sometimes dropped as in the following examples. Madinatun, city. Madaniyun, civil or civilian. Quraishun, Quraish, a tribe. Qurashiyun, Quraishi or Quraishite. Thaqifun, Thaqif, a tribe. Thaqafiyun, Thaqifite. 2. Sometimes the final alif occurring in a foreign name is retained with the following waw added or replaced by a waw, although this is frowned upon by purists, that is, orthodox grammarian. Examples as follows. Faransaviyun or Faransaviyun for Faransiyun from Faransa. France. Dunkulawiyun for Dunkuliyun, of or from Dongola, a province, a Sudanese province. Note also the following. Inkilterra, England. Inkliziyun, English. Britannia, Britain. Britanniyun, British. Italia, Italy. Italiyun, Italian. Al-Yamanu, the Yemen. Yamaniyun, a Yemeni. Heratun, Herat. Harawiyun, of Herat. Marwun, Marv. Marwaziyun, of Marv. Arrayu, Rai. Raziyun, of Rai. Three. The words Abun, father, and Akhun, brother, take back their original waw and form Abawiyun, fatherly, Akhawiyun, brotherly. If a noun ends in a, or an, or e, or an with it, alif maksura, this changed to waw before the ending. Example, manaviyun, abstract, from manan, meaning. Dunyaviyun, worldly, from dunya, world. Note also, nabaviyun, from nabiun, or nabiyun, prophet. Thanaviyun, secondary, from thanin, second. Madrasatun Thanawiyatun, a secondary school. Sanawiyun, annual, from Sanatun, a year. The same is the case with the Hamza in the ending. Un or U. Example, Samaun, heaven. Samawiyun, heavenly. But Shitaun, winter, becomes Shatawiyun, wintry, without the alif. Note also that the word Koryatun, village, forms Koraviyun, a villager. Four. These adjectives usually take the sound plural masculine, that is, for example, Misriyun, an Egyptian, plural Misriyuna. There are some exceptions to this rule, such as Arabiyun, plural Arabun. Example, Arabiyun, Katibun Arabiyun, an Arab writer. Kuttabun Arabun, Arab writers. Baghdadiyun, of Baghdad, plural Baghdadatun, Baghdadi. It must be remembered that in Arabic, many of these adjectives are also used as nouns. The relative noun. 5. The feminine singular of the relative adjective forms the relative noun, which frequently has a specialized meaning, abstract or concrete. For example, insanun, insaniyun, human. Insaniyatun, humanity. Ilahun, God. Ilahiyun, divine. Ilahiyatun, divinity. Shahrun, a month. Shahriyun, monthly. Shahriyatun, monthly salary.